Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Deadly tornadoes.
Windows blew out. Debris flying, hitting us in the face.
Israel shaken by protests.
We're here to fight for our democracy.
Big city water worries.
Trying to buy some water. This is the third place we looked at.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. President Biden has declared a major disaster and has promised extensive federal help in the wake of the latest tornado damage in the South. At least 26 people were killed in western Mississippi. Here's CBS's Omar Villafranco.
Tornadoes, lightning, and hail are tearing through the South. Multiple twisters were reported in Georgia, and overnight, intense storms brought heavy rains and flooding. But it was Friday's tornado in Mississippi that decimated the area and left more than 25 people dead.
I was aware that the tornado could be in the forecast, but I was not aware that it was coming.
Gail Barfield and her husband Howard heard on TV they had 2 minutes to take cover. When the tornado hit, a wall crashed onto the closet, trapping Gail. It took a pickup truck to eventually free her.
How are you still here?
God.
You believe God saved you?
No bad but God.
Later that day, her husband suffered a heart attack. He's now recovering in the hospital.
I've never been through nothing like that, and I didn't know that it could be so devastating.
First Citizens Bank, based in North Carolina, is going to buy Silicon Valley Bank. Just over 2 weeks after SVB's failure touched off deep concern in the banking industry. Neil Kashkari is president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis.
The banking system has a strong capital position and a lot of liquidity. I'm not saying that all of the stresses are behind us. I expect this process will take some time, but fundamentally, the banking system is sound.
Overseas, unrest spreads in Israel over a plan to overhaul the nation's judiciary.
Tens of thousands of protesters went out to the streets last night after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced he was firing his defense minister, who urged Netanyahu to halt the judicial overhaul.
We're here to take down this corrupt government.
Our prime minister lost his mind.
The Trade Union Federation announced a general strike which closed the airport to outgoing flights, as well as shutting down malls and universities. Linda Gradstein for CBS News. Jerusalem.
Trains, planes, and public transit systems going nowhere today in Germany. Labor unions are on a one-day strike over salaries. Russia's Vladimir Putin announced his country is moving nuclear weapons inside Belarus, putting them in easy reach of targets in Ukraine. CBS's Ramey Innocencio.
As the West deploys more weapons to Ukraine, Russian President Vladimir Putin is raising the stakes himself, saying he will deploy tactical nuclear weapons to Belarus with 10 Belarusian fighter jets already retrofitted, and arguing he's doing what the U.S. has been doing for years by stationing its nuclear weapons in Western Europe. The White House reacted cautiously. A top Ukraine official said the Kremlin has taken Belarus as a nuclear hostage. NATO criticized Putin's rhetoric as dangerous and irresponsible.
A New York grand jury is due to resume work today in the hush money case that's embroiled former President Trump. Political scientist Larry Sabato says it's troubling that Trump has used violent imagery and amped up verbal attacks on the DA in the case.
The real danger right now, at least, is not from more mob action. It's the individual lone wolves who will take things into their own hands and potentially wound or kill public officials or others.
In Washington, a judge said late last week a federal grand jury will hear testimony from former Chief of Staff Mark Meadows and other Trump aides in the Capitol attack investigation.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? like every single time you look at your bank account, honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Philadelphia residents are being told bottled water might be best for a while after a chemical spill in the Delaware River.
They're just closing down the water fountains, like water systems, so students are required to bring their own water to school.
My buddies actually saw people fighting to purchase water in the Costco and then ended up seeing them reselling it in the parking lot at a markup.
Officials say up to 12,000 gallons of a non-toxic-based latex finishing solution ended up in the river, but no sign of any contaminants has turned up in testing. Seven people are confirmed dead after an explosion at a chocolate factory in West Reading, Pennsylvania. Samantha Kaag is the mayor.
This is still a devastating loss, but we are truly grateful to be able to account for all presumptive missing and bring closure to families involved in the upcoming days.
Four victims are hospitalized. The cause is under investigation. The man suing Gwyneth Paltrow over a 2016 ski slope collision is expected to take the stand today in Utah. This week, Paltrow's attorneys plan to call her children and a ski instructor. Overseas, Prince Harry in court in a case against a tabloid.
Clad in a neat blue suit, flanked by two burly bodyguards, a smiling Duke of Sussex strode through the gates of the High Court in London. Harry has joined with several other celebrities, including Elton John and Liz Hurley, who accused the Daily Mail of phone hacking, bugging, and illegally obtaining their private medical records. The Mail has called the allegations preposterous. A judge will hear arguments over the next 4 days as to whether the case can proceed. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
The U.S. Army has pulled a commercial series that's been all over television the past 2 weeks.
Do you see a life full of obstacles or possibilities?
Jonathan Majors, the actor who's a central part of them, was arrested over the weekend on charges of strangulation, assault, and harassment involving a 30-year-old woman. March Madness, Miami bounces back from 13 points down to beat Texas on TBS. A furious second-half rally to win the game 88-81. In the other Elite Eight game, it was tied with San Diego State inbounding the ball.
3 seconds, 2 seconds, Travell drives, he's fouled!
One made foul shot was the difference in the Aztecs' 57-56 win over Creighton. Those two joined Florida Atlantic and UConn in the Final Four with no number one seed for the first time since 2011. For the women, Iowa moved into the Final Four.
Here's Clark, guarded by Robinson. Clark firing again. Oh, my!
Caitlin Clark had a triple-double on ESPN, 41 points in the win over Louisville to join LSU as two of the teams in the Final Four.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Some parents and teachers in Wisconsin are pushing back against a song ban.
Yeah.
The Waukesha, Wisconsin School Board forbid first graders from singing the Dolly Parton Miley Cyrus duet Rainbow Land at their spring concert. A statement from the board says it could be conceived as controversial and questions whether the song is appropriate for the age level and maturity of six-year-olds at higher elementary. A tweet from a teacher blames Parton's popularity with the LGBTQ community. The board isn't budging on Rainbow Land, but has dropped its ban on another song.
Why are there so many?
Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News. Rainbow.
Vice President Kamala Harris is in Africa, first up Ghana, where she's announced a $139 million aid package. And that's the CBS World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day to the things I wish would die, like buffets. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.